heard the talk, how could she not? And it was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Yeah. 43, that her sugar candy, and she still won't let me. Angelina Baker, Angelina, no, should have married Angelina just 20 years ago.
Skate. something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Game. But you know I couldn't feel the same. Well, no matter how I tried, tonight.
Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
She heard the talk, how could she not? It was everywhere, hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken, and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Wilson.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO, streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org. We'll be right back.
what she does to me. Yeah, I don't think that she knows how I feel about her. See, when she walks in the room, I can't help but smile. I don't wanna wait till noon to see you, to see you. Yeah, I wake up every day, do the same damn thing.
President of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Take me home with you, cause I know you're gonna put some good music on the stereo. All I want for you to move and get down with me. Yeah, you can't run, yeah, you can't split. You can do what you gotta do. Just so long as you